When you walk around the border of San Francisco, you're bound to come across landmarks like the Golden Gate Bridge or Alcatraz in the distance. Although the city of San Francisco was founded in the mid-1800s, many of its civic institutions have only been around since after the 1906 earthquake, just over 100 years. At least two older city icons survived the quake. One is the cable car, which has been in service since 1873. And the other is the Golden Gate Park Band. The band enlivens the Spreckles Temple of Music on Sundays from late April until early October, just as it has every year since it was founded in 1882. KALW's Stephen Short went strolling in the park and brings us what he heard in this story from our archives.
If you stand between the DeYoung Museum and the California Academy of Sciences in Golden Gate Park, you'll see an impressive amphitheater called the Spreckles Temple of Music. It's a typically cool Sunday afternoon, and 150 or so people are sitting on wooden benches as the Golden Gate Park Band warms up in the band shell. The musicians are all wearing red hats and red jackets. Someone in a bright blue jacket addresses the audience as the clock strikes one. Director Michael L. Wergler.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to our concert today. We have a wonderful concert planned for you, so sit back and enjoy.
Community bands have always been part of American life, being most popular in the 19th century. Some started as military bands, and that's true of this one. It was formed to support San Francisco's unit of the California National Guard back in 1882. But band director Wergler says the Golden Gate Park Band has a distinction that makes it different from many of the others.
We are a professional band. We actually have a contract with the union.
It seems like it's a very stable band. Do you have much turnover?
Not much at all. People usually stick with it. And in a lot of ways, we're like the, what do they call it, freeway philharmonic. You know, this gives some people a little bit of their salary, and then they go and play in that orchestra over there and get a little more, and that's how they survive.
Audiences can expect a variety of styles from the band, symphonic, ballet, swing band music, and of course, marches. None of those styles, however, show up on Guy Bellingrath's list of favorites. He likes
jazz, rock, sometimes classical.
But this 8-year-old has another reason for enjoying this outing.
Yes, it's just a good time to get outside. Over here you can just throw the ball around and play football. So it's just a good time to be outside and listen to great music.
Guy's mother, Marisa Bellingrath, like other parents here today, also appreciates the ability to come and go as you please.
We can come in and out of our seats and hear amazing music and enjoy the park.
I've never seen an outdoor concert that had a football intermission before.
Well, for us, it's what makes this concert work.
The band shell is only a short walk from home for Jennifer Jung. She and a friend have six children with them today, all under 9 years old. But really, do kids this young even notice the music?
They do. They like it. One was dancing, and then the other was like, you know, clapping his hands to the beat. It was good.
I think it's good for the families.
Kit Kwan also lives nearby. He hadn't planned to come to the performance. He was just out for a walk.
It's actually the music kind of attract us to stop by. Usually, otherwise, we just go across and go to the Science Museum and then go all the way around the park. It's a great event, and hopefully they can continue.
Performances have always been free, and Director Wergler says the band needs help to keep it that way.
We get some funds from Grant for the Arts, which is, comes from the hotel tax fund.
Their support group, the Friends of the Golden Gate Park Band, also helps. And there's another small but cherished income source, which is mentioned before each performance.
There's also our wonderful historic yellow jar. Its purpose is to collect donations. The donations come back to the band so that we can continue with our program of free concerts out here in the park.
But if you don't have extra cash, clarinetist Jofria Whitfield suggests another way you can contribute.
our previous concert, we played Stars and Stripes Forever for our grand finale, and people were screaming like a rock concert. It was amazing. We just stood there, and I actually got a little teary-eyed just because it was just such a wonderful response. Musicians love that kind of thing. I don't know if people really realize that, but it takes a lot of arduous and long work to learn to play an instrument well. And when people respond in a way that lets you know that they really appreciate it, it really makes our day.
There are few genuinely free community events in the city anymore, so the Golden Gate Park Band is one that really deserves a hand, in both senses of the word. In Golden Gate Park, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.